Longtime Southern Illinois State Senator Dave Luchtefeld announced his retirement last year, saying he would leave at the end of this term. That leaves the seat up for grabs as the election comes around this year. The district covers most of southwestern Illinois, including all or parts of Jackson, Jefferson, Monroe, Perry, Randolph, St. Clair, Union, and Washington counties. Republican Paul Schimpf of Waterloo won his party's nomination in the primary this year. He's running, he says, to try to fix a broken system.
We can solve any problem if we just work together. And after we had a new governor elected in Illinois, I was disappointed that our political system still seemed as dysfunctional as ever.
Schimpf says his military experience, he served in the Marine Corps as a prosecutor, retiring as a lieutenant colonel, gives him great perspective on working together in difficult situations.
If you've been successful in the military, you've at least demonstrated that you can work with people from across the political and social spectrum. You know, in the military, you can't say, I don't like these people, I'd like a new job assignment. It just doesn't work like that.
Schimpf's opponent is Democrat Sheila Simon of Carbondale. The former lieutenant governor teaches in SIU's School of Law and says her perspective will be an asset in Springfield.
I am running for the state senate because I think I can make a difference up there. I think I can push us toward getting a budget and then getting to talking about some of the things that we should have been talking about along the way when we've been having to be so focused on the budget.
Simon says she already knows how to work with people from all parts of Illinois, but wants to make sure Southern Illinois' voice is heard.
The perspective is not uniform across the state. Folks in larger urban areas where there's more job opportunity lose a few state jobs, a few institutions are unstable, things are going to keep moving along. It's very different down here.
Schimpf agrees. Southern Illinois' perspective is critical when it comes to the difficult issues facing the state. He says reviving the economy in Illinois, including this region, requires making decisions that'll make people want to come here and stay here.
The thing that I believe is killing Illinois is the fact that the job creators either no longer want to stay in Illinois or they no longer want to come here. And until we address that issue, until we figure out what's going to make the job creators want to come to Illinois, we're not going to turn our state around.
Simon points to entities like SIU's Small Business Development Center as a way for public monies and private businesses to work together, something she says must continue.
A little bit of expertise from the folks at the center there can make those, boy, I wish I could start the food truck, open the bar, whatever it might be, can make that into a reality and help start those small businesses, help those small businesses expand. And those are the people who are going to stay here. That's what I'm interested in terms of our economic development dollars.
Both Simon and Schimpf agree the state budget remains the issue that must be resolved before others can be addressed. Both say neither cuts nor taxes alone will fix the problem, but they each have their own ideas on how to make some progress. Simon points to the interest Illinois pays on its overdue bills, set at 9% decades ago, saying that could be modified to save some money.
If we could just make the single adjustment of moving it to the market rate or some description of the market rate with a cap on where we would go, then we would be paying less money for the services that we're getting and still getting the same services.
Schimpf says while he doesn't agree with everything Governor Bruce Rauner has proposed in terms of change, he does agree with his ideas on making businesses less likely to move to neighboring states or avoid Illinois altogether.
What I agree with the governor on is when he's talking about some common sense tweaks that are going to make our state more competitive, and I'm glad he's talking about that. When he talks about reforming workers' comp so that we can lower some of those costs so that the job creators want to come to Illinois, I think he's absolutely right on that. I think the governor is right about term limits.
Both Simon and Schimpf say the easy solutions have already been exhausted, and now it's time for difficult choices in terms of writing the state's budget. One portion of the budget they're both talking about is education funding. Simon supports Senator Andy Menard's education proposal, which would help poorer districts in Illinois get more money.
We don't need the fancy swimming pools. That's not a measure of good education. But we sure need to be able to make sure that our students can take home their textbooks so that they can perform the basic parts of learning.
But Schimpf says Menard's plan won't work.
It would cause us to pick winners and losers within the 58th Senate District. I'm not going to support legislation that does that.
He says there are other options on the table and points to Governor Rauner's commission looking at the issue as a place to start. Both Schimpf and Simon say it's important for Southern Illinois to fight for their schools so that children in this region aren't unfairly left out. Thousands of dollars have already poured into this race over the last several weeks, and experts say those totals will only grow as the election gets closer. You can find more information on campaign fundraising and spending at the Illinois State Board of Elections website, elections.illinois.gov. Schimpf and Simon say they're ready to work across the traditional political boundary lines to make tough decisions. And while they agree on many issues and disagree on others, they both say they're focused on ending the state's budget crisis and moving on to other matters facing the 58th District and the rest of the state. I'm Jennifer Fuller.